Leray, I don't mean to make you jump, but...
Inside a small warehouse outside the city of Craig, Colorado, Leray Moon and her husband Lewis spend their days turning dirty, oily, scratchy wool into fine yarns. The first thing you notice about Yampa Valley Fiber Works is the humidity.
We keep the humidity up to 88 to 94% to keep the static electricity at bay.
The multi-step process of making yarn starts with a wash to clean out dirt. The raw product is then pulled, tugged, and twisted through a series of machines meant to coax the fibers into manageable strands.
So this is just combing it.
The couple bought the equipment to start milling late last year, and once word got out among those in the area who raise sheep, alpaca, and bison for their fiber, orders started coming in from all over the country.
We are doing some buffalo that's from North Dakota. This particular fleece is just from Walden, yeah.
On another machine, Leray feeds long brown alpaca fiber into a machine that coils it into a tall stack.
This has been a fragile fleece. It's needed a little babysitting.
The wool industry has seen a bit of a resurgence in local niche markets. Some sheep ranchers have taken advantage of the local food movement to sell to customers at farmers markets and through community-supported agriculture models. California, Wyoming, and Colorado are heavy hitters in wool. But states like Iowa, Texas, and South Dakota have sizable herds, too.
We have all sorts of teas up here. What would you love?
We leave the milling room for the kitchen for tea and cookies. We're surrounded by finished yarn spun into colorful coils.
Where is our little ball?
Sheep are an indelible part of the culture here in Moffat County, Colorado. The city of Craig plays host to a sheep wagon festival every year. And one of the largest sheepdog competitions in the world is held in nearby Meeker. But Leray says the agricultural ties go much deeper.
Down here, you know, it's grown and busted. And agriculture's been kind of the one constant, though, you know, it has subsided a bit too. But it's still kind of the constant that always is here. And so that's kind of the rich part about Moffat County.
Even so, the area has never been home to a large-scale wool processor. And as a small producer, Leray says she's unable to take in the massive orders from sheep ranchers nearby.
There's a lot of producers that have their big flock of sheep, and then they might have a little specialty flock of sheep that they do a little extra somethings with. It's small right now, but we do hope that that grows.
Tea time doesn't last long here. Leray and her husband Lewis quickly head back into the milling room to keep working. They're still in the first year of production and are taking things slowly, only accepting as much as they can handle. Lewis, a former heavy equipment operator, says that gives quite a bit of time to let the mind wander while working.
Every fleece has its own personality. It's just like people. We have not run across two fleeces that were identical yet. Every one of them has a different little twist or something to it.
And the couple's happy to keep discovering those new twists along the way together. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.